You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. These words of Jesus seem rather strange. Isn't this the man who said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," and, "As you did to one of the least of these my brethren, you did to me"? It seems counter to the ministry of Jesus to suddenly shun the poor like this, to dismiss them and say, "They will always be around." Did not this man just spend 3 years preaching to, teaching, and healing the marginalized? The logical conclusion, based on the ministry of Jesus, would be to say, to do as Judas said, and sell the perfume and give the money to the poor. And yet Jesus, unexpectedly, is fine with the use of perfume on his feet. I do not think that Jesus is trying to be dismissive of the needs of the poor in this moment. I believe he is trying to get at a particular point. Yes, caring for the poor is important, but one's primary orientation should be towards serving Christ. Anyone can feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and give water to the thirsty. But to be Christian is to do such things out of an orientation toward Christ. It seems to me that this passage is underscoring that orientation. We will always have the poor to serve, but before we can do so, we must first serve Christ. This is a fitting passage for Monday of our Holy Week. On Friday, we will lose Christ. He will die. God will die. And in our churches, we will feel the void that can only be redeemed by the joys of Easter's first light. However, let us not skip ahead. We still have 4 days to walk with Jesus as we get ever closer to the cross. On Friday, we will stand at the foot of the cross with his mother Mary and the beloved disciple, and the words of today will ring in our ears. You always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. Today is an opportunity to reorient ourselves toward Jesus in these final days as we prepare for the Paschal mystery, that is, the death and resurrection. Today is our invitation to readjust and reorient our lives to Jesus, to pause and ask the question, am I orienting myself toward Christ? As we pass through the events of Holy Week, they can move us, motivate us, fill us with great joy and great sorrow, if only we orient ourselves toward the person of Christ. Orientation toward the person of Christ is the foundation of our Christian belief. Often, the faith is reduced to simply being a good person and doing acts of service. These are good things, and these are important things. But today's text reminds us that doing good is not the first step. It is only once we have oriented ourselves toward Christ that we can walk in the world and serve others. Today's text tells us of Mary of Bethany, who took perfume and anointed the feet of Jesus, an act foreshadowing his death. Mary's act is symbolic of the preparation of Jesus' body for death and burial. In anointing the feet, Mary performed an act of service for Jesus. Mary's act is done without fanfare. It is done without intention of self-glorification. It is done out of a drive to honor Christ. We must first humbly serve Christ before we can serve the poor and the needy properly. In reflecting on today's passage, I am reminded of the life of Saint André Basset. Born in 1845, Brother André was a sick child and orphaned at the age of 12. He struggled in school and had multiple jobs. before he was eventually encouraged to join the Congregation of Holy Cross. The congregation was hesitant to admit him on account of his ill health, but he was admitted to the congregation in his mid-20s as a brother. No one expected much of the sickly brother Andre. He was assigned to be the porter at the congregation's school in Montreal. Yet, this lowly porter had such a great devotion to Christ. By his devotion, he turned his job as a doorman into a ministry of service to others. Brother Andre would pray with those who came to the door of the school, and this became a robust ministry for the sick. Brother Andre would go on to earn the nickname, the Miracle Man of Montreal, as people claimed that they had been healed through his prayer. But Brother Andre refused to take credit for himself. Instead, he credited all his work to God and the intercession of Saint Joseph, his personal role model. Because Brother Andre was so fundamentally oriented toward Christ, he took no credit for his own. Because he was first a servant of Christ, he could readily serve the poor. What strikes me about Brother Andre is how ordinary his story is. The stories of the saints are filled with signs and wonders, saints whose miracles defy the laws of nature, who see glorious visions, who found great monasteries and religious orders. But Brother Andre's story is marked by a quiet, humble service done with an unwavering devotion to Christ. The Congregation of Holy Cross is known for their robust, high-achieving work in the fields of education and in service to the poor. It is almost ironic that the only member of the congregation to be formalized as a saint by Rome is a man of whom so little was expected. But should this be ironic? In a quiet act of humble service, Mary of Bethany took a pound of costly perfume and made pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. It is possible that what is being asked of us is not to go forth from this place and perform such great acts and feats that they will get us featured in the Duke Alumni Magazine, but simply to orient ourselves toward Christ. In orienting ourselves toward Christ on this Monday of Holy Week, we can go through the events of the Passion with a refined and refreshed disposition. This disposition allows us to experience Holy Week in a deep way that can move and shape us at the core of our being. We can be awed by the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper, by the fact that God, made incarnate, had come to be in fellowship with us. We can stand at the foot of the cross with Mary, his mother, stricken by sorrow as we contemplate the exhausted face of a dying Jesus. We can feel the void of God as we contemplate the awkward emptiness of Holy Saturday. Then, finally, we can rejoice on Sunday as we walk by Easter's first light, longing for its fullness. This renewed orientation to Christ allows us to serve the poor and the marginalized in a meaningful way on the other side of Easter. By first serving Christ like Mary of Bethany and Saint Andre Beset, we can serve the poor and the marginalized with a love and compassion that comes from the love and compassion of Christ that we have experienced this Holy Week. So, my dear siblings in Christ, the poor you will always have with you, but this week, in this time, we focus on being present to Christ. Amen.